the Dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide, and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
Spring is in the air, which means it's time once again for the Banree Foundation's annual spring celebration. Join us as we recognize the incredible achievements of mature women students at Queen's University. The festivities will take place at Grant Hall on May 2nd at 2 p.m. This is a free event and everyone is welcome to attend. Find event details by visiting the Banree Center website, following us on Instagram or Facebook, or emailing brc@queensu.ca. Come celebrate exceptional women with us. See you there.
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
No rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Yes, now look here, Dr. Yes. Good. You must understand, this interview must be purely off the record.
Welcome back to CFRC 101.9. You're listening to potentially the most elusive program on here, Off the Record. I know it's been a while since I made an episode, and I've been really busy, and I'm going to be really busy again soon, because I have a final every second day starting on Thursday, but I'll try to get out another two episodes before the semester's over. Today's show is like quite a mixed bag. I had two artists reach out to me. I had, you'll see throughout the show, but so I had two artists reach out to me, and then I started building separate playlists for them, and then I had idea for another jazz funk fusion playlist, and so I had like three or four playlists going on the go, each of them was about like 10, 20 minutes, only a couple songs, and I'm like, I haven't put out an episode in a long time, and Wednesday's coming close, so decided might as well put them all together. So it's a very mixed playlist. I'll try to organize it in a way that makes sense. We'll save the darker stuff to the end because later. Hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Beached Out. They're one of the two bands that reach out to me. So that was great. They have a new album that's out. That was Variable Rate from their new album called Average Weekends. They're from Peterborough, so that's pretty cool. Always happy to promote bands, especially if they reach out to me. It makes me feel great. Yeah, the intro to that one sounded a lot like this one psychedelic song that I like. It's called Bros by Panda Bear. It's a 12-minute song, though, so I didn't really have time to put it in this show, but absolutely amazing. If you like that song, definitely check it out. Anyway, following that was Brazilian Skies by Masayoshi Takenaka. I've played Takenaka on here before. He's great. I think he's touring right now. He's really cool. But, yeah, it's just so happy. Maybe, like, not right now, but, like, a couple weeks ago when it was just, like, the first sunny day after the winter here, just had Takenaka playing in my head the entire day. It was just, right now it's a little bit snowy outside for that, but just very happy sounding stuff. Yeah, we're gonna keep it going with a little bit more jazz fusion. We'll be right back. just heard Sandstorm by Himiko Kikuchi off of Flying Beagle. That's one that immediately after doing that Jazz Funk Fusion, the original episode, all those months ago, I completely forgot about them. They're one of my favorites, but I just forgot to put them on that episode and have regretted that for a bit. So this is their sort of debut on my station, but I've loved them for a while. They're great. Definitely listen to that whole album, Flying Beagle. And then following that was another one by Beached Out that was Average Weekends. Love that one. Bit of a different tone from the first one, so I've separated. Oh, there's another one coming up too. That's just all three different tones, so I sort of separated them. This one was a good bridge though into sort of, because we started off with like the light and happy stuff, and then we're going into more of a neutral, less joy-inducing, and then we'll end with a bit darker sounding stuff. I don't really know how else to explain it. But yeah. Anyway, we're going to move on to another great Canadian artist, Sam Roberts Band.
In the morning when I wake up, try to get going, try to fill my cup, taping my knuckles for the dust up, cause there's no other way for me to fill my cup, oh. Now every time that I break down, so I'm up and coming, try to steal my crown, gonna send them back to the underground, and that's what you get for trying to steal my crown.
Another day breaks and the last one's gone. You dig deep just to carry on. Your debt's paid off, but it don't feel gone. So you slip out the back and you're moving on.
Sam Roberts Band, followed by Half Nelson by Beached Out, and then finally Bridge to Nowhere again by Sam Roberts Band. Yeah, I love Bridge to Nowhere. It's one of my favorite Sam Roberts Band songs, and that Half Nelson intro is really good. Yeah, most of the show is pretty holistic, but it's, like, for the most part, it's built around the both the Beached Out ones and the Fifth Project song, which is coming next. As well as just whatever else I wanted to play. So it is a pretty varied show, but then most of these songs do tie in to the either Beached Out songs or the Fifth Product one here. Either they're direct influences, or they just sound similar, or just something vibe-wise that just clicks. Yeah. So we're going to continue on with a new, brand new live version of The Labyrinth by Fifth Project. This is again in preparation for their album, which comes out in early May, so make sure to give that a listen when it drops. And thanks again to them for sending me that early so I could take a listen to it. Labyrinth, a new live version from Fifth Project. I've played them on here before. They're a Toronto-based band. Love their stuff. And this one just... I know one of their influences is Radiohead, and this one just has kind of like a... I keep saying darker, but I really don't know any other word to describe it. Like a darker feel to it. So I chose some Radiohead songs that are from one of the... I guess, what else could I use? Like, more atmospheric, more, you know, like the songs you'd play at, like, the twilight hours or whatever, you know? Dusk. Yeah, but this is definitely one of the underplayed Radiohead albums. I say this every time, but this one for sure is from Hail to the Thief. That one there, following that, was There There from Hail to the Thief. And then next up, we have 2 plus 2 equals 5.
Spread it again.
Song by KMFDM. It's from their album that came out in February. It's called Vampire, spelled with a Y. I've played both of those on here before. I played, I think I did Megalomaniac by KMFDM, but I just recently started getting into more of their stuff. Love it. Yeah. I think we only have one song left for the night. Just had to cut the other one for time. I was going to play I think Dead and Bloated by Stone Temple Pilots, but had to cut it, didn't have enough time. Anyway, our last song for tonight is Rust by Black Label Society. They're an interesting band because their lead singer, guitarist, and songwriter, he was also the lead guitarist for Ozzy Osbourne, which is really cool. I found them through... There's this one Instagram page that just posts edits of this old MTV show called The Max. It was on the MTV's Oddities things late at night, and I recently found it on the Internet Archives, and it's like 10, 12 episodes or something. Watched it all. It was pretty good. It was pretty cool. But yeah, this song, Rust, was in one of the edits. I'm like, huh, this is a cool song. And also, they have some new stuff out. I might include it in a future show, but they released a new album too. I just wanted to play this one, and I already met my new music quota, so I can play what I want on here. Anyway, last song for the night. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you tune in again next week, and hope I have a new show next week. Thank you.
This is all off the record.
Hey students, moving out soon? Before you hand in your keys, make sure you close your Utilities Kingston account. If you don't, you could be stuck paying utility bills even after you've moved out. It's easy. Submit a request online or call 613-546-1181. Just remember, it can take up to 5 business days to process, so plan ahead. Learn more.